Number 132 from April 2017, Boundaries. The time to turn cows out into the pasture is getting closer, and that means that it's time to fix fence. Every spring, there are places in the fence that are compromised by falling limbs, flood damage, and old rusty wire. I remember an old poem that said, "Good fences make good neighbors." I would like to be a good neighbor and avoid the past incidences when I have had cattle grazing in my neighbor's backyard. You just can't count on the good nature of cows to stay where you want them. They have to have clear boundaries. My father used to say that a fence should be horse high, hog tight, and bull strong. As I was stretching wire and pounding posts, I started thinking about human interactions from a boundary standpoint. One way of viewing mental health is to see if we have firm ego boundaries. What I mean by that is if we are open to other people, but still set limits on them too, and don't let them take advantage of us. Almost every week during group therapy on psychiatry, I hear stories of how people have had their boundaries violated. Their stories usually include being shamed mercilessly as children, either by physical, mental, sexual, or spiritual abuse, or by neglect. These folks have been given a rich spirit of nobodiness and worthlessness by the shaming acts done to them, and now they have boundary problems in their adult life. If we continue our fencing metaphor for boundaries, we tend to go to one of two extremes. We may have no fence at all, the fence is lying flat on the ground, and anyone can come and do whatever they want. This diffuse boundary gives off a vibe to predators that they can do anything without repercussion. The other extreme is to build a fence 15 feet high and 3 feet thick with cut glass and razor wire on the top. Now, we believe we are well defended, and nobody can get in to hurt us. The problem with this is that there is no gate in the impenetrable fence, and while it may be true that nobody can get in to hurt us, we also can't get out, and nobody can get in to help us. We have not built a fortress, but a prison. Mental health is somewhere in between these extremes. We have a nice strong fence with a gate in it, and we decide who is coming in and who is not, and we decide how long they will stay. It is clear that not everybody is trustworthy, so it is folly to trust everybody. However, it is just as crazy to trust nobody. We test the spirits to see who is trustworthy, and then we let those folks in. God gave us not only himself, but each other to help and understand.